For there is no like you, Lord. A shine of the Kadosh, Kadosh, you are worthy of our praise. You reign, change Zion. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are worthy of our praise. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne, mighty on your throne.
Rakada baba 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 baba
Can someone hear me this evening? Are you connected this evening? May you be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed tonight. May today be an awesome time for you and an awesome experience you should have. Amen. I pray for someone here by the power in the blood of the living God, that you are living here blessed. You are Shalabadi Dodobosa, Ukobasa da Baba 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 Baba. If you are here, type Jesus for me. I want you to share the link. Why don't you share the link to 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, 6 people, 7, 8, 9, and 10 people. Enter the DMs of 10 people and share it. Let me try and also share it to 10 people. If I can share it to 10 people right now, so that they can also join and be blessed. Okay, so I'm sharing it to Mama Matilda, number 1. Okay, let me share it again. Who else is here? Let me share it to Jane. 2. Okay. Number three. Let me share it. 2. Thank you. Okay, let me share it to I've shared it. Okay. Let me share it to Stephanie too. Okay.
Let it fall like rain. Let it fall like fire. Let it fall like rain. Let it fall like let it fall like rain. Let it fall like.
Hallelujah. Is someone here with me tonight? Tonight you'll be blessed like never before. Tonight you'll be lifted like never before. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May your spirit man experience a new encounter tonight. May your spirit man, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, be lifted to a different place in the name of Jesus. May you be lifted. Hallelujah. May the soul that lives inside of you be strengthened by the power in the blood of the living God.
Mantele brendo sabara kadabara kadaba ba 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 ba. Mantele brendo sabada baladosa. Mahasunte izantele gadiasa. Reba suntele brendo sa. Rababa shababa da 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 ba. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We give you all the praise. Wherever you are, I want you to open your mouth in prayer. You are praying and you are saying, oh God, oh my Father, as I lift up my voice and as I pray tonight, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may you speak to me. In the name of our Lord Jesus, may every prayer, may every supplication, may every request that will be laid before you in the name of our Lord Jesus, may answers be granted to every request in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. 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 The Lord, in the name of Jesus, every request, every prayer that I lay here in the name of Jesus, I will have answers to them in the name of Jesus. I'm not leaving this mountain the same way I came. I'm leaving this mountain blessed. I'm leaving this mountain blessed. I'm leaving this mountain revived. I'm leaving this mountain blessed. Lodaba koshaba baba. Irendele brendo shabranda sa. Ikompa dilega dio shaba baba. Iremba la daba la godobo shandele gede gede. Ipanda la brando shabranda skapapa. Irendo lo godobo shampa la gada baba. Irekolo kolo godobo shandele brendo sa. Ilepa ilegada basante. Irokoda brendo shabarakada baba. Lento le brendo sabranda sa. Ikompa la gadio shadaba la gada baba. Rekoda gada bala gada basante. I am living here redeemed. I am living here fortified. I'm living here redeemed. I'm living here fortified in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. My God and my Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Wade on show ade onyam o Yesu Kristo di. Oni wo fie ne wo mara ade ne onyam nya kase emfa mame o. Emfa ma o wai. E bom pae ma o. Shan come to abrabo so. E wo Yesu Kristo di. Ade ne onyam ba ya kase ama. Oh my God. Oh my God. Shababa kata ta 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 ta. Ade ni onyam nya kese emfa ma. May the glory of God be abundant for you and for your house and for your home. Be blessed, child of God. Be highly favored, child of God. Be lifted, child of God. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every ear here. You are blessed. By virtue of you being here tonight, you are blessed. By virtue of you being here tonight, you are fortified. By virtue of you being here tonight, you are healed. By virtue of you being here tonight, you are totally healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lobakizo brenda sabranda sa. Ipandele brondosha, ikomberanda saya, elendele basande. If there is a sickness, it is rolled away. If there is a pain, it is rolled away. If there is a challenge that you are encountering as an individual, it is rolled away by the power in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. You are set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed completely. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God is coming over you. The might of God is coming over you. The power of God is coming over you. The anointing of God is coming over you. You are breaking grounds by the power in the name of Jesus. You are breaking grounds by the power in the name of Jesus. You are breaking grounds by the power in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Someone say, I am blessed. All right, tonight is a special night. Someone say, His benefits. His benefits. His benefits. Hallelujah. Someone say, His benefits. Amen. Oh my God. Someone type His benefits. Shobla kada brados kapa. Korokodo bo shampala bala. Kumpara brandos kapa papa. Harakada brakada baba. Harakada baba. Korokodo borokodo borokodo bo shampa. Imasan telebrandosa. In the name of Jesus, who understands or who agrees with me that God can be of a benefit to you? Who agrees with me? And who agrees with me that God is a benefactor? Hallelujah. So, those who are English majors can find out. A benefactor is the one who provides help, right? So, don't be confused. When you say someone is a benefactor, is the one who provides help. And a beneficiary is the one that receives the help. So the English majors here can also confirm it for us. Hallelujah. So that when we are using the words, we don't mess it up. Amen. So we have the benefactor as the one that gives out or provides help or provides benefit. And also, the one that receives the benefit is a beneficiary. Hallelujah. You know, in this life, one of the very things that makes life easy, and don't just make life easy, but makes life sweet, is when you are able to enjoy some things. Hallelujah. So the psalmist knew this very thing, and he said that, oh God, satisfy me early, that I may enjoy all my days. Osimi nyanko poni me rade. Me mintemwa. Medidew minkana nyina. Hallelujah. You know, it is one thing to be satisfied, and it is another thing to be satisfied early. Hallelujah. Unim, there are some times, there are some moments in our life that if some things don't, that sometimes that some things come that we don't really enjoy it. The last time I was saying here, and I was like, I just got to, you know, growing up, you get to understand that the more money you have, the less shortbread biscuits, all those shortbread and digestive self, hallelujah. But you know, when we were young, oh Jesus Christ, it was the best thing ever. Because the more money you have and the more you can acquire it back to back, you say, ah, I didn't cry, instead of gidi be asa. But sa adianya bindia. Eya was saying no. Hallelujah. There are some people that you grow up to know that don't, you know, living in your own house built by yourself
sometimes cannot be interested. There are some people that say, oh God, if you bless me to have a car, I'm that's all in life. I don't need anything. Bless me to have a car. Trust me. The time you have a car, you start driving 1, 2, 3. You've gone to every place you want to go in life already. Now there is nowhere to go. You are like, where should I go next? You know, it's a blessing for you to be able to enjoy things. And there are so many Christians that think that God created us here on earth and our sole purpose is to come and suffer. Because there are scriptures that talk about suffering for Christ and all that. We think, oh, then therefore our whole life is about suffering. Let me come and suffer. So we willfully put our lives into places whereby we don't begin to enjoy things. Hallelujah. But the psalmist, even before Jesus Christ came here on the earth, had the prophetic understanding to note that God is someone who is not just there residing over affairs of man, but he actually puts certain things in the life of his people that his people become recipients of those very things. And he put it into there. He coined it by saying that God gives out benefits. Hallelujah. God gives out benefit. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you are able to enjoy of the benefit of God. But you know, the sad reality is this, that it is not necessary. You see, God's benefit has always been in existence and is in existence and will be in existence. But there are some people who, out of ignorance, are not necessarily beneficiaries. They are not able to enjoy the benefit because they lack knowledge of the existing benefit of God. Hallelujah. It is like, there was a time I went to a place, and anytime I go to this place, it was an expensive place. I used to buy water because I'm going for a meeting there and I'll buy water there. So I'll buy water. So one day, whilst I was sitting there, the manager came. And the manager saw me, and the manager mentioned my name. And I'm like, hey. It's like, oh, this and this and this. We started talking. It's like he showed me where he knew me. I'm like, okay. It's like, oh. So you've been coming. I'm like, oh, I've been coming here week by week by week. He said, don't worry. Everything he orders is on me. I'm like, hey. This one there, you have tricked me. Me too. I'm not the type of people that when you say enjoy this, even if I have to come next week, I can't come. Because when I'm coming, something is saying in my head, maybe he thinks I'm coming there because I'm coming to enjoy the thing more and more and more and more. So I'll be like, okay, even if I'll go like a week, now I've changed a week, I'll go like a month. So that it doesn't mean like me, why are you crying? Maybe I know that there are some people that if you tell them, oh, everything you order is on me, the person, instead of them coming like 1 week, they will come like 2 days, every 2 days, like every 2 days. Yeah, I'm here, I'm here. 2 days we are my back. 2 days we are my back. There are some people they are more free, yeah. No more they deny the answer. So hallelujah. But you see, sometimes it is painful that those same people are not able to translate that when it comes to the things of God. We are able to have total, we see the benefit in the world and we are rushing for them, but we can't put that same kind of energy when it comes to God. God is the source. God is a source who can never run dry. The manager of a place might be the manager, but he is not necessarily the one who built that institution. It's not necessarily the one whose money it comes from. Hallelujah. So the same benefit we enjoy elsewhere, we can enjoy it in God. It is a sad reality that so many people, out of ignorance, don't know that God benefits his people. The same time, you know, I know of someone who is a Great Together family member that works with MTN. I actually know two people. And because they work with MTN, they get packages from MTN. They don't struggle to get MTN credited because they say, oh, this one that is part of our package. Oh, for us there. Or say, oh, for us there, we don't even care about credits. So the credit that some people are buying every month, 300 CDs, 400 CDs, 500 CDs, 600 CDs. There are actually people on this earth that they don't buy credit at all. Why? Because they work for a telecom. They work for Tigo. They work for Glo. They work for Telcel. They work for other. They get it free. Why? It is their benefit. Hallelujah. I remember I used to teach back then. And in that institution as a teacher, I will go to school. And when I go to school, at the end of the day or at the end of the week, it is not our salary. The salary is there. But at the end of the weekend, even vacations, there is some kind of money that they share it among every teacher. So every teacher receives, they call it a benefit package. So it's a package that we are benefiting out of it. That sometimes during vacations, they can bring things like rice, oil, this whole tuna and this whole Indomie things. They say, oh, it is a teacher's package. So every teacher have this. Hallelujah. Then you see that at the end of the semester or term, you see a student who is your favorite student or who you trust will come and will carry that you carry that benefit package of the as a teacher, and the person will be going slow, will be following you out to your house. Then he goes, then you calculate, oh, if I used to buy rice for a month, as for this month where I'm coming to stay home there, I am not going to buy rice again, oil I will not buy again. Why? Because I have received my benefit package. Hallelujah. I also remember even this semester, there is something we call national health, right? Insurance that every student pay for. And every faculty pay for. So when the graduate students, when they pay for their package, because they are part of the faculty and the department actually reimburse their monies to them. And for almost 2 years, I've been paying $560, $300, $200 and something. I've been paying. So there was a time we went for lunch, and one of our people, he says that they were talking like, so have you received your insurance reimbursement and all that? So they were talking, and I was like, what are you guys talking about? They said, oh, the national, the health insurance reimbursement. I'm like, what reimbursement are you talking about? He said, Ben, Are you serious? I'm like, yes, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, he says, do you know that every term the insurance we pay, you pay to the school to register, but the department reimburses you. I'm like, I don't know. He said, then you are in trouble. Run to the one who I ran straight away to the lady. And I said, oh, they can only do for that year. So all the times I've paid, I calculated I was going around $2,000. It is gone. $2,000. And the moment I was done, I came, I picked my phone. I went straight to TapTapSend. Then I opened TapTapSend. Then I converted. Hey, then I hit my hand on my forehead. I'm like, ignorance, because there wasn't available of information to me. For me, I think once you pay insurance, it is gone. How that money could have helped my life? You have no idea. How it could have helped my life? Number one, it could have helped my life and made my life easier. Number one. Number two, even if I decide not to use it or I decide not to enjoy it, I can also give it out to some people. At least it can bless the life of many, many people. I can actually come and say, oh, who 200 cities help? Then I begin to share it among maybe around 10 people, so many people, or 50 people for them to enjoy, so that they can also enjoy of it. But because I was ignorant, I was not able to enjoy of those benefits. And the sad reality is that we don't just see this thing in only my life. There are some of us that these benefits, they are there in God, but we are not enjoying of those benefits because we are ignorant. So the Bible said, for lack of knowledge, my people, they perish. So Galatians 4:1 downwards, the Bible says that the heir has, as long as he remained a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. There are so many benefits in God because we are ignorant that some of us, we don't even know what the benefit is even at all. Number two, some of us, we don't even know that those benefits exist at all. And number three, we don't even know that those benefits, they are free at all. Oh, I remember I watched an interview or a write-up, and the write-up, they wrote that there was a footballer that is called Sadio Mane or Sadio Mane. He is an African footballer. And then they were talking about his story, that the day that he went abroad, when he went abroad, there was this journalist that took picture of him. So he took picture of him when he has gone to his club. And then the journalist said, oh, what is your phone number? Or what is your, put on your AirPods, or let me drop it to you. He said, I don't have a phone. I don't have a, so give me your email address so that I will send it to you. Then he asked the journalist, is it free? The journalist said, yes, of course, it's your picture, it's free. He said, okay, then I'm giving you this, put it on this, my friend's phone, so that I will go and will pick it. His own picture. Because he was not exposed, he did not know that he was free. Because of that, he was not enjoying of those benefits. So David began Psalm 103, and he began it this way. He says that, praise the Lord, or bless the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, or bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. He says that, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Abinetua says, I'm joining today's teachings. God bless you. Amen. Forget not all his benefits. You know, he could have easily put it this way: bless the Lord, oh my soul, and know that the benefit of God exists. He didn't put it that way. He put it in a context whereby he don't just introduce the ignorance part of it, that we may not even know the benefit of God, but there are sometimes in situations we just forget that the benefit of God exists. So there are some through mebu abrabomo ye nam bibi mumpoa ye renpu ye renpu timi fi se ye nyankopon ma ne ye nyankopon ma mpo de ye wonu mebu wa ha e fi o nyankopon mu a ye timi or say ye enjoy ha adabi naminam obi status ena mu so obi dia to ni status na otumfo neba na yesu odi prefect e wo school bi na obi atro say hey Abo Friday or didn't papa din edin ho pa ho. Ewo international school bi a okọ. Truthfully, it might be so. Because ebia there are fine students in the school e chain no. But a science any papa yo tun fu nti. Headmaster no mpo se enye ono no so ye SP a so de ne ye SP. Every say headmaster ne pese ye ka say ye inauguration for school prefect a otun fu amba kura. Ne baby for be yet yen a beba. Ain't you know? O two for so your bar. Oh, o pain if you cry, I say, oh, or posan in Samos and then once then if you crow, posan in sound in Samos said, the ain't you know? At least school need to me enjoy benefit be. I say, oh, class idea, me to hatas, and I say, me de quota be gumu quay swamamo, and now mamma ye gumu quayamamo. So a sign so you otun for bentino or enjoy that benefit as otun for ba free. There is someone who is an NBA player. He's called LeBron James or LeBron James, right? This guy is someone he's arguably one of the people that is in the GOATs or the greatest of all time debates. So we have LeBron James, we have Kobe Bryant, we have Shaq O'Neal, we have Michael Jordan. He's always in those kind of debates, right? And recently there is a huge Steve Curry and all those things, all those people, right? Recently there is a huge debate on the American scene, and everywhere you go they are saying it. And when you go and you see Americans gather and maybe they are talking about NBA, what they'll be talking about, why is Bronny James, why is it that he doesn't even have those qualifications, why have they drafted him to come and play in the NBA? And everybody's saying things. And there was one particular person that I saw a video by, he was a white man, and the white man says that everybody should shut up, and he was explaining why everyone should shut up. Then he said that everybody should shut up. Why? The reason being that there are people that they became lawyers because their fathers were lawyers. There are people that they had access to go to Harvard because their father went to Harvard. And because of their father gives contribution annually to the school. There are people that when we are walking past cities and regions and states, you see so and some company limited, Johnson and Johnson and some company limited. And the man was explaining, why do we have all those things? You think that it will be easier for a nobody to get to the places or these rooms that they have gotten to if not because their father had already entered such rooms for them? And I was like, this is deep. So as a believer and as a man of God, everything we use it to preach. So I was like, how can I? Then the psalmist verse clicked. I'm like, yes, therefore those of us too that we are sons and daughters of God, there are God's benefits. The God has benefit. He has benefits. And we must become beneficiaries of these benefits. We are not supposed to make it go waste. God has worked in the room for us. And because God has worked in the room for us, we are supposed to take it and enjoy it to its fullest. I pray and I make a declaration over your head. By the power in the blood of the living God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, what God has made available in Christ, I pray in Jesus' name that you become a beneficiary in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Me bom paye shon come to abrabosu wo Yesu Christo dirimu. Adie biya e onyankopon amana tim wo na ejina wo e sign Christo ntim. Me bom paye shon kongu abrabosu nu umaso ene wo fie so e wo Yesu Christo dirimu se adie biya onyankopon amana da ho no wo nso so ubetimi adibi e wo Yesu Christo dirimu. You become a beneficiary by the power in the blood of the living God. Amen. There are some people that, unfortunately, please don't be sad and don't get angry with me. Don't be sad and don't get angry with me. But there are some people that, unfortunately, your parents are not lawyers, so you can't enjoy the benefit of a lawyer. There are some people that, unfortunately, your parents are not ministers, so you may not enjoy some benefit of a minister. Have you known that Nanado Dankwa's father was also a prime minister? Do you know that most of the politicians now, their fathers were politicians? And most of the people occupying current positions, their fathers had occupied it before. So these are benefits you will not get some. If these are benefits you will not get some, why? Because you are not associated by blood in those regions. So you are not going to enjoy some. Regardless of how hard you try, you will not enjoy some. If you are enjoying some, you are not a beneficiary. You are rather a curator. You are curating it so that someone come and enjoy it in your stead. And that I pray for you, that God makes it available in Jesus' name. No matter what happens, that some of you here, when you become president, you did not become president by being a beneficiary because you have connections in governance. You have none. Hallelujah. So when it happens for you, you did not enjoy it because, oh my God, is someone understanding something here this morning, evening and afternoon? My God. We'll be at in common, I say. Hallelujah. So say you were new, maybe wohana unti me enjoy bidia. Adain na nyoma onyankopon edia toa ubetimia enjoy binu umie enjoy na preko. Every I tell you, if you begin to become an exclusive beneficiary of all the benefit that God has made available in Christ, I tell you, and you begin to walk by them and the precepts of it, I tell you that the time is going to come. Not only will your children be happy with your life, but because you drafted your life after God's benefit and after the things that is existing in Christ, your children will say, thank you, mother. Thank you, father. Because of you, we too, we can be able to enjoy these things. Hallelujah. There are some of you, you have not enjoyed single room yourself. And some of you have not stayed in your own room yourself. Like, this is my room. The last time I saw on the internet some people insulting us, but they don't know that they are insulting us. But I know that they are insulting, if Ghanaians we are 30 million, they are insulting 29 million of all Ghanaians. An African woman made a skit, and this African woman made a skit, and she said, and in the skit, they were pretending as if two of their kids, a lady, two girls, right? They are sharing one room. And someone came to comment under the comment section. This is why I tell people, if you're not ready for giving birth, stop giving birth, please. Your children, don't put your children through trauma. Every child must have their own room. in the skate, they said two people and a white woman bore. A white woman has bore. Why? Because she thinks that two ladies enjoying one room is trauma to them, is trauma to their mental health. Then I remembered you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I remembered you, that you grew up with six others in the same room. I remembered you. Your picture came into my mind. I tell you that you grew up with four others in the same room. Then I remembered you. You grew up with even that same room. Nieces and uncles were in that same room. It is. I remembered you. It was not bed. It was not a bed. It was mattress. The mattress was dilapidated. It was very, very light. We used to pick those mattresses and put it at one corner for you to sleep. I remembered. Then I wanted to tap the woman, but it was just a comment. I wish I could be by her side and tap her. Someone say, "Mommy," and one shout, "Baby, I'm free, but no, 29 million. Yeni na dema yenya trauma na okano. Yeni na yenya bi, mommy, one shout, because baby, I'm free, but no. The who can say trauma there." Mam, yenina baby ye free ban yenina yenya trauma nibi. Yenya trauma. 29 million people. Yenina yenya trauma. Because baby ye free ban wofa. Any wofa si yon put sima etimit na room. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I prophesy over your head in Jesus' name that you will become a beneficiary of all the benefits that is in Christ. So it's the verse 3 to verse 4. See that then he, so in your Bible, you see that after the benefit, he brought a colon. He's about to explain what these benefits are, so that we do not forget. So we are here today, tomorrow, and throughout this week for us to know there are these benefits in God that I must become a sole beneficiary of that. Or send me fat the bummy bra, or send me fat this, or send me fanante me money gab crab akuma brabum. If you say, it is my right, I am a child of God. Know ye not that you are children of God? God has given his spirit inside of us. You have the spirit of God, he carried the spirit of God inside. God, the day that Christ on the cross died, the Bible said, we died with him on the cross, and when he rose up, we rose up, we became a regenerated spirit living in a physical body. So we are children of God. That is why we can cry out, Abba Father. And if we can cry out, Abba Father, then this benefit, we are supposed to enjoy of it. Number one, he says that who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pits and crowns you with love and compassion. My God. So the first benefit is the benefit of purification. Somebody say purification. Purification. And God does not purify us. He purifies us from sins. He purifies us from sicknesses. He redeems our life from the pits. And then he crowns it with love and with compassion. Etuyo jidi ni idie. Onyami ni msobe na masasi. So ebedru mrebia ubeye ubetobwa ni imu. Ubeye adie bia entene. Eni onyami asembe ebra. Yengoku yengu. Hallelujah. The benefit, the first benefit is the benefit of purification. And under purification, he purifies and cleanses all our sins. Every person that lives on this earth, you know, we have a soul, your cry team. And the moment the soul sin, that sometimes you know. You don't even have to sit down for someone to tell you this thing you did is a sin, or it's not a good thing, or that sometimes you do it, then the soul in you begins to reject everything. He begins to reject life. Psalms 103. The soul inside of you begins to reject life. He begins to reject happiness. He begins to reject things. Because a lot of people commit suicide is because they get to a time that their soul has entered into dangerous places. And because their soul has entered into dangerous places, they commit suicide. But the child of God who knows his word, and he knows his master, and he knows that there are God's benefits, knows that, no, I may fall in the pit, but God don't just crowns or washes away my sin. He also redeem your life from the pit. So the first benefit is the benefit of purification, and under purification, our sins are cleansed. Nti ojidi ni boni a obeye oye ne nra boni a oye ne boni a oye no china is sign. Eradi Jesus Christ. Na for ya odi no be boy enti. Saboni no. Ni moja. Epe panina. Hallelujah. So God purifies and cleanses my sins. God purifies you and cleanses your sins. So when you sin, it is this not time for you to hit your head on the rock. You go on your knees and you call your Father, "Oh Lord, I've come again. Sorry, Daddy. I did this and that and that. I pray in the name of Jesus, you forgive me my sins and you cleanse my sins with your blood. Thank you for this benefit. In Jesus' name, amen." The moment you say that prayer, your soul is liberated. Don't forget that David, he was speaking to himself. He says that, "Praise the Lord, my soul." He was speaking to his soul. You see, there is something we neglect. The soul that lives inside of us is so strong that a soul that is so much connected to sin is a soul that will not survive. Except your conscience is dead, if you carry burdens on your soul, you become heavy. That is why there are sometimes in your own life, you feel like you have become very heavy. Why? Because your life has been so peddled with sin and sin and sin. But you nim ni nyame and nyankopon nim no. The sign say there is a benefit of purification. You go to God, you speak to your Father. You speak to your Father. When you speak to your Father, He's going to cleanse that sin. Not only cleansing sin. The Bible said that He, after forgiving